Browns wide receiver Elijah Moore. Elijah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, man.
Well, congrats on the fast start to the season, my guy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, you know, I think it was the Jacksonville game where you really had just that consistent game. You got a couple good shots over the middle there. What do you kind of ascribe that early success to?
Man, really, it takes all 11 people. You know, I got my job done because everybody else got their job done. You know, whenever it goes smooth, it goes smooth, and it should look like that.
So when it does look like that, because I'm always interested in this. I don't know if you know this. I'm in radio. I'm not an athlete. but, I definitely know the difference between what I feel is a good show and a bad show. What's the difference for you and when you feel like you've had a good game and a bad game?
Really, it's like, I want to say if everybody's gelling, you know, not only just includes me. I feel like when I'm blocking good, when the line's blocking good, when the quarterback's doing good, when defense is doing their thing, and it just feels like an overall great performance on all three levels of the game, I think that I could leave and sleep good at night, you know, until the next week, you know. So I think that's how I view it.
So with that, you have had a couple drops this year. I promise I'm not going negative. I'm just addressing it. I'm curious, like, how much, you know, when you start to think about this as a wide receiver, is this something that you think, oh, I got to work on it, or is it more something you got to relax through to kind of get rid of the drops through the first two games?
I think it's just getting on the same page with the quarterback. That's all it is, and just, you know, attention to detail, focus, and playing our game, you know. We caught so much balls. We've been playing football since we were young. You know, a drop ball is nothing. You know, we're gonna turn around and make a better play. You know, it's only a lot to the fans. You know, to us, we just, you know, we keep it pushing.
Browns wide receiver Elijah Moore here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The Jacksonville win was a great bounce back win. I don't think the box score tells how dominant of a performance that was. What did it take? You know, because that Dallas game, I think everybody kind of came out of that feeling a certain sort of way. What did it take the week leading up to Jacksonville to get it right and to come out and be just so darn dominant in that game?
It felt good. You know, I feel like it took a new week of preparation. What everybody doesn't really kind of always see on the outside is that, you know, the beginning stages of the season, you know, everyone's running new plays that we haven't necessarily seen yet as well, including us, including the other team, you know. So early in the season, you kind of got to adjust, you know, especially like those first few games. But, man, it takes preparation, dedication, and just to keep going every single week, you know, quiet the noise and just, you know, believe in us.
So with that, you got another great opportunity. Kevin likes to say 1-0. Yeah, I go 1-0. Well, now's a great opportunity. The Giants coming in. So how do you keep that momentum from the Jacksonville game of you get it righted? You guys played such a spirited game. How do you continue that into this weekend?
Yeah, every week's a new week, you know, good or bad. We'll bring it with us, you know. But, of course, building off the energy and just what it was like to play good on all three levels, but even better because we still left plays out there in Jacksonville as well. We're just going to plan on getting better every single week. You know, if that's not the mindset, then, you know, don't strap up your stuff.
So I know we saw how the offense looked. And I'm not talking about the performance. I'm talking about, like, schematically against Dallas. And then we, you know, there was some change up there with Jacksonville. Some of that's, you know, missing some blockers. Some of that is, you know, just trying to take that next step. But what do you think in the long run, by the time you guys are getting ready for a playoff game, what do you think the identity of this offense is going to be?
Man, only time can tell. You know, only time to tell. We're just all focusing on what we got to do. Everybody focus on their job individually, then we'll start gelling every single week consistently as a team.
So it's funny, man. We're talking about performance. We're talking about getting better. We're talking about getting righted. You know, Amari Cooper's meant so much to this team, and I know Amari's a big veteran in that locker room, and I thought it was great how open Amari was yesterday about how, you know, he's not content with his first 2 weeks and how he's getting it righted and putting in that extra work. But as, like, is this, you're in an interesting situation because you're still the young buck compared to him. Do you feel comfortable going up to him and kind of pumping him up? Or is it kind of like when I try and go say something nice to my big brother and he's like, you're my little brother, shut up?
Yeah, nah, it ain't the personal aspect into this sport. You know, if anything, where people – you know, with our group specifically, I feel like we all lean in towards the, yo, get right. You see what I'm saying? We need you type of talk, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, everybody can have moments where they need to be told that, you know, we're playing in a physical game. And as a receiver, sometimes there's so many nuances that people don't see that we're doing, even when we don't get the ball. So, nah, it isn't that. Coop is very receptive, and, you know, he's definitely a very open type of person and doesn't mind criticism from his brothers, no matter the age of anything.
Well, I'm going to have to give Coop my older brother's number because I use some help there. So when it comes to Deshaun, I really loved what I saw on Sunday. I think people talking about like the stats and all that. I don't care about that. I saw the dude make some plays. Like, you know, what's the next step for you guys in that offense of not just going out there and having good sustained drives, but like what's that next step this weekend against the Giants?
Man, just to execute. You know, I think that's just the next step for every single game moving forward. You know, that's something that we can kind of like put in our mind now. You know, it's just to execute, you know, like take away some of the pre-snap penalties and just play our brand of football that we've established here, you know, which is to execute.
Browns wide receiver Elijah Moore on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mel Kiper is sick of the offenses being down around football. He wants to ban two high safety shell. Are you behind that as well?
Man, you know what? Football's already getting soft enough, man. You know, I don't want no one else saying no funny jokes. You know, you'll keep it how it is.
So with that, how much do you guys talk about that kind of stuff, though? Because, you know, from the fan perspective, I think the casual fan loves the 70-yard touchdowns and, the Mahomes offense. And, you know, they would love, you know, 54 to 53 games every single week. But from a football player perspective, like, how much do you guys pay attention to the fact that around football in general, the first 2 weeks, offense is at an all-time low?
You know, on the offensive side of it, you see what I'm saying? Like, we're just finding ways to be more explosive. You know, we don't really look too much at, you know, what everybody else is saying. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we do have to look at the stats of other teams and see, you know, coaches, we all look to see how other teams and stuff is doing. So, man, we just focus on us. You know, at the end of the day, we trying to beat the team that is not on that list.
So I got to say, I don't know if you know this, but when Jameis first signed here, Jameis came on my show. And he won the show over. He's so bubbly. He's so energetic. I got to know, when he starts in on his pregame pump up, are you one of the dudes that's like, do you catch that vibe? Or do you kind of have to walk away and like laugh a little bit? Because the man is to a different degree.
Nah, man, we all invited in. You know, at the end of the day, you know, like, believe it or not, you know, even for people who don't really move in that way, that is needed at moments as well, you know, so someone to hold somebody accountable. You know, he's someone that doesn't miss much and as you know, super bubbly and super passionate, I would say. You know, I think that's needed, especially before a game, you know, to get everybody going.
Have you seen his fast food rankings on TikTok?
I have not. I'm not a big TikTok guy.
All right. Well, that's by the way, I'm right there with you. But they were pretty darn funny. But you might have to go back and look at that video and jam him up, because some of the rankings, I don't know everyone in that locker room. I'm not trying to split the locker room up. I realize how I'm presenting this. I'm just trying to tell you there were some suspect answers in his 1-3 rankings of fast food.
Nah, yeah, definitely got to check it out now.
All right, so Elijah Moore's joining us here, guys, as we get you ready for Browns-Giants this Sunday in Cleveland. And I'm not trying to call back to the Dallas game for any other reason that you guys were so good at home last year, and then the Dallas game happened, and it just felt like some days it's just not your day, right? But how much for you guys, how much are you guys looking at this and going, not only do we want to win this game because we got to win this game, but maybe getting right in front of the home crowd because of how that first week went?
Nah, super important. You know, we got to keep our people faithful and, you know, wanting to show up to the games more and more and more to give us that energy. You know, we definitely feed off of it. I don't want anyone to think that's not real. It's super real, you know, but it's, you know, in general, like you said, of course, we're trying to win the game, but of course, this home game, you know, it's super important to have our people behind us. You know, we always want to put on the show.
So the Browns, once again, have been voted as one of the most analytically inclined organizations in football. And now I'm opening up Pandora's box here, because there are some old heads out there listening that just because I used the word analytics are going to be mad at me. But I'm just curious, you know, knowing that you have all that information at your disposal, you know, what are the things analytically that you look at to help inform whether where you are from a day-to-day basis, from a week-to-week basis?
I feel like all that information is for our help. It's definitely positive. You know, I feel like as a group and as a team, we use it, you know, the way that we should. So I think it's definitely a positive thing.
So I got to know, Ole Miss right now, they are fifth in the country, undefeated. They just kicked the holy crap out of one of my favorites. Yeah, 40-6 for Wake Forest. Is this the year that Lane puts together?
It is. And I was just saying that yesterday. I really do believe that it is the year. They look explosive. You see what I'm saying? I understand that the first two, what is it, going on week three for them, their first three games haven't been like a Georgia or an Alabama, but man, to be putting up points like that, you know, is impressive in any game. So I think Lane really got a good niche over there. Man, I'm definitely blessed that he's there and stayed there.
All right, I'm not trying to do you dirty here. I'm not trying to jam you up on the Ole Miss boards, right? But you can take one Ole Miss quarterback to win a game in their prime in college. Eli Manning or Jackson Dart, who you choosing?
I mean, it's only right they go Eli, but you see the way Jack's playing is nice. But I'm going Eli.
Yeah, the guy does have two Super Bowls. I think that makes.
Yeah, come on, yeah, like it's not. Come on, we gotta be real. But the way Jax is playing, though, Jax got to keep going. Jax might have a career like Eli if he keeps going.
I think you're right on that. Well, Elijah, you've been so gracious with your time. Congrats on the quick start to the season. Can't wait to see what you guys do this weekend. Now that you guys are back home, and again, best of luck, best of health, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.